RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 101260 with your questions, comments, or smart-ass remarks.
And welcome to Crush Performance, everybody. Jeff Crushell here, the con man behind the glass, keeping us on track. And we're your weekly source for performance information. If you want to get in touch with us, do so. CrushPerformance.com is the website. Info at CrushPerformance is the email. Questions, comments, smart remarks, or if you do have a topic you'd like us to look into or investigate, or a serious question you'd like us to look at and get back to you on, let us know. We may dedicate a segment or an entire episode to your question. We've done it in the past and recently as well. And just to let you know, we answer every single question that we get. So do reach out to us if you are so inclined. We love all the questions and comments, no question about it. And while you're at the website, sign up for our newsletter. Stay on the cutting edge of human performance. That's what the show is all about. That's what Crush Performance is all about. Just sharing information, tapping into our network of people that I've been lucky enough to meet along the pathway of my career, and sharing it with you as you chase down your quest for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. But let's just focus on helping you reach your potential no matter what you're doing. The newsletter is there to help, and of course the podcast as well. You can subscribe on the social media platforms, on Twitter at Jeff Crush, and Instagram, YouTube, which we're having a ton of fun with, and Facebook as well. You can just search out Crush Performance and get hooked up there as well. Today on the show, it is the fall season, and again, maybe my favorite time of year for a number of reasons. First of all, I think fall is my favorite season when it comes to the big four that we're so familiar with. I just love this time of year, especially when the sun is warm, the air is a little cool, and the leaves are turning color. It's just a fantastic time of year, but maybe more so because of the sports. Fall for me is classically football season. That's what I like to play in the fall. That's what we played as I was a kid and growing up. So football season for me is synonymous with the fall. But the fall has much, much more to offer. If you look what's going on right now, we do have the NFL, which is fantastic and fun to watch for a number of different reasons. Up in Canada, the CFL is marching on as they sort of get set for their playoff lineups. A lot of things happening up there. If you like the CFL, it's fun to watch. Great game up in Canada. And of course, we have the Major League Baseball playoffs. Listen, this is just the fall classic, and it couldn't be more classic than it is this year. If you look at the teams that are playing and have made it this far into the playoffs, this is truly the four best teams in baseball. It's the Battle of the Titans. That series between Boston and Houston has just been incredible to watch, and tempers are starting to flare as it gets down to the wire here. But I don't think we've ever seen two more powerful and successful teams, 200-plus winning teams, face off like this in the playoffs for many, many years. And then, of course, the Dodgers and the Brewers. The Brewers, such a great story. There's a lot to talk about and learn from the Brewers. If you look what happened last year, at last year's All-Star break, 2017 All-Star break, they were actually leading that division with one of the lower payrolls in all of baseball. Well, I was lucky enough in doing some of my work with Major League Baseball around the world. I was actually down in Brazil, and we are working with some of the young players right there as they get close to their signing period as an international players. And the Brewers scouting staff was down there, and I had a great talk with those guys about how they're going about acquiring talent behind the scenes. And their approach is spectacular. Listen, the Brewers' assault on performance this year, though they did spend a ton of money at the big league level, they have been bolstering and building that minor league system. And again, this is a smaller market team, so to see them where they're at, so much fun to watch. So much fun to watch. And of course, the Dodgers, well, they're the Dodgers. Money's not an issue. And again, they pulled back on their payroll a little bit this last couple years, I believe, to get set for this incredible free agency period that's coming up here in 2019 for Major League Baseball. It is going to be epic, and I dare say, if my predictions hold true, we will see some of the richest contracts in the history of sport coming up in baseball, out of baseball, this year. But the Dodgers, listen, they have got an internal culture that just breathes success. You cannot be in that organization and not be successful, and that comes from the leadership right down. Their coaching staff sets the tone, and the way the players have come together is spectacular. They are going to be in the playoffs for years to come. And if we look right now, I believe, look, they've been, what, 9, 10, 11? We'll have to really nail down that number. But they've been in the playoffs now for a number of years. And it's just a matter of time before they hoist that World Series trophy. And it could be this year. It really could be. They're playing well and they're healthy. So they're fun to watch. Baseball is so spectacular. The NHL is underway. So much to watch in this game right now. And the NHL, listen, though it's not as big as some of the other major sports, it is gaining steam. I don't think there's a more enjoyable sport to watch in terms of action. It is fast and furious, and these guys are skilled. It's another sport that's getting young as well. Look what's happening in baseball. We see in the NFL and certainly in the NHL right now, there is a massive influx of great young talent that's not just coming into these leagues and in the NHL in particular, but they're impacting the game. It's fantastic to see, and I think that has a lot to do with the way we're training and preparing players now for that elite level of sport performance. Still a lot of issues revolving around the developmental level of the game, and are we really doing it right? But when we see this influx of great young talent, it's hard to question what's going on at the top leagues, that's for sure. Has a lot to do with the way teams are acquiring talent and preparing them for the highest level of competition. So much fun to watch. So, of course, we have our players and our teams in the NHL that we're watching this year with great interest as that season gets underway. And we also have soccer. European soccer never seems to stop, but the MLS in North America is going strong, and it's fun to watch. And, you know, one of the things we're going to do later in this year or early next year is we're going to look at players trying to transition to different sports. You know, we've all seen Jordan. We're watching Tebow right now. But Usain Bolt is trying to play soccer. Can you imagine this? The fastest guy on the planet on your soccer team. Imagine if he has some ball skills. Well, he might be all right because he scored a couple goals in the practice league he's been working with. It's going to be interesting to see if he can make the transition into the highest level of that game. We're going to do an episode on this. Athletes transitioning and trying to make the leap into other sports. It hasn't gone well so far. Maybe if you guys can think of some athletes that have done the transition and have done it well, let us know, because that's going to be part of the topic. And I think if I pull one out of the hat right now, my experiences with the Blue Jays, a player by the name of Mark Hendrickson, who was an NBA player, fairly young. I don't think he was a mainstay really in the NBA, but had a pretty successful career. He was getting some serious playing time, but always played baseball as a kid. Came over to the Blue Jays into the minor leagues, trying to make that transition. And dang, he was good. And I remember Mark, he was great. Work ethic was just fantastic. A guy you want around. So I think that helped quite a bit. He was just a good guy. And, of course, made some big money in the NBA. So going from the NBA to the minor leagues in professional baseball, you can imagine that transition. But some of his comments just regarding the schedule in baseball compared to the NBA and how difficult he found that 162-game schedule as opposed to what goes on in the NBA where they're typically in and out with multiple games a week, but nothing like the schedule in baseball. Well, Hendrickson made it all the way to the big leagues, and he still professed that it's one of the toughest, grueling schedules in all of sport. But there was a transition that went really, really well, and I was really happy to be part of that and help him through that. It was fun to watch him go from sport to sport, but it doesn't happen that often, especially with the superstars. So we'll talk about that later in the month. But if you have some athletes that you know or can think of that have made that transition or struggled, let us know, because that's going to be an upcoming episode. And then, of course, the fall season, we have the NBA just underway, and boy, oh boy, this is going to be a great season. And as you know, at the start of every season, we like to talk about the teams and players and storylines to watch, and the NBA has no shortage of any of this. You know, player-wise, just a few of the players that I'm going to be keeping my eyes on this season. LeBron, of course, going to the Lakers. Who's not going to be watching this? And at the end of the day, you know, depending how the Lakers pan out, I'm really interested to see James versus the Warriors. Typically, it's them versus the Warriors in the NBA final, but now this is going to be James versus the Warriors to see who goes to the NBA final. So a number of reasons to watch LeBron this year. Again, we'll watch how does he impact that organization and the players around him, and can they go the distance? Is LeBron, we're going to find out, is LeBron a deal maker? We will be watching. And I'll also be watching Carmelo Anthony, slowing down a little bit. Can he rebound? What's this season going to look like for a player that's kind of got a cloud sort of now moving over him as he enters the later part of his career? I'm hoping that he bounces back and has a spectacular year. That's my hopes for Carmelo, and we're going to find out, and we're going to watch that with interest. And again, maybe one of the other players, there's so many to watch, but one of the other players I'm really going to watch closely going into his 16th and final season, according to reports and his statements, Dwayne Wade, going into his retirement year. Let's see how he finishes. I really hope he finishes on top of the world. One of my favorite players to watch over the last little while, and we'll watch him as he goes into his final year. In terms of teams, everybody, of course, I think is going to be watching the Warriors. Can they three-peat? And again, much like the Houston Astros, this Warrior organization, this is not a fluke, and this isn't some little flash in time. This is an orchestrated assault on performance, and we're going to see if they can come through again. A three-peat, how cool would that be in this day and age? We're going to be watching the Raptors for sure. They've made some major changes this offseason, made some trades, acquired Leonard, which is a great addition if it all works out. Will he sign long term? Rumors are he has his eyes on LA, so this might be a one and done. We'll see how the Raptors respond with a bunch of major changes. The Celtics, I'm always watching these guys because, you know, I loved them as a kid. Love the colors, just love the history of the franchise. But early last year, if you remember, they lost two All-Stars. They lost Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving early in the season, and they still made the playoffs. They still made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. What are they going to do when they're fully armed and dangerous? So they're going to be fun to watch this year. The San Antonio Spurs, always. Just watch them. Even if it's just to watch how Popovich manages those guys. Just an absolute performance culture. You might compare it to like the Patriots. Always something to learn from the San Antonio Spurs. And will DeMar DeRozan respond to the trade? How will Popovich help that transition? DeMar, of course, coming from, what, 9 seasons in Toronto, feeling a little slighted, not sure about the trade. I hope he digs in there, working with Popovich. I'm telling you, this could be an unbelievable change of environment for DeRozan. So let's watch that for sure. The Timberwolves, we're just going to watch them with interest because there's rumors of unrest internally. And from the sounds of it, that's the truth. So we're going to see how they respond. And of course, the Cavaliers. How do they adjust to losing LeBron a second time? The first time was an absolute disaster. But how will they transition? There's going to be a lot to learn in terms of watching how that organization does, for good or for bad. There's going to be a lot to learn watching the Cavaliers, so we're going to watch them as well as the NBA season gets underway. And that brings us to today's show. Listen, transitions and dealing with transitions can be very difficult. There's planned transitions, ones that you're sort of gearing up to take on and make the move. And that's fun, but there's also the forced transitions, the ones that you can't see coming that kind of catch you off guard. And dealing with those can be difficult. I dealt with a transition here recently as my father passed away. And it's hard. He lost an epic battle to cancer. And, you know, he would say that, man, he stole 4 or 5 extra years, which he did. And as much as you think you're prepared for that stuff, we saw this coming, it's still incredibly difficult. So I reached out to my good friend, the coach of champions, Jim Fannin, just to talk about it because, you know, these big events, whether they're good or bad, whether they're planned or by surprise, they can really get you reevaluating where you're at, what you're doing, and what you're going to do moving forward. But it's also important to know that there's strategies for dealing with transitions and change and hardships. And that's going to be the conversation today. So really excited about today's show. Stick around, everybody. Coming up after the break, we're going to get into transition, change, dealing with hardships with the coach of champions, our good friend Jim Fannin, right after this on Crush Performance. Support for Crush Performance comes from Flava Naturals, a brand changing the way people think about and consume chocolate. In every one of our programs, nutrition is a top priority for performance. So we're always on the hunt for solutions that will help our athletes, teams, and organizations achieve their goals. And we've found one in Flava Naturals. Flava Naturals harnesses the power of nature with a line of breakthrough decadent chocolate bars and cocoa powder with an amazing 500 to 900 milligrams of naturally sourced cocoa flavanol antioxidants per serving. You've probably heard that the cocoa flavanols found in dark chocolate promote brain function, heart health, and exercise performance, but did you know you'd have to eat at least 5 typical dark chocolate bars a day to match the flavanols used in many of the studies? It's just not practical. practical. So we need something that works, is better for you, and tastes great. And the Flava Bars and Flava Mix are really working for us. The Flava Naturals chocolate is made from all natural ingredients and contains 5 to 9 times the cocoa flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. It's achieved by starting with some of the highest antioxidant cocoa beans in the world and preserving flavanols using an all-natural preparation method. The Flava Bars come in 6 great flavors, and the Flava Mix is unsweetened. It's perfect in your smoothies, making mochas, mixed into your yogurt. We use it in our protein drinks. And you can too. Go to FlavaNaturals.com today to learn more and enter the discount code CRUSH for 20% off your next order. That's FlavaNaturals.com and discount code CRUSH. And do it soon. This promotion ends December 31st. Chocolate, it was your weakness. With Flava Naturals, it's your strength. More CRUSH Performance coming right up.
You're listening to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. Get the Crush blogs, podcasts, and performance links at crushperformance.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Crush Performance, everybody. Jeff Kershaw here, the con man behind the glass, keeping us on track. Get in touch with us. CrushPerformance.com is the website. You can follow us on Twitter at Jeff Crush. And on all social media, just search Crush Performance. That's Crush with a K. Instagram, YouTube, and also on Facebook. Today, we are talking change, transition, and the road bumps that we face in the course of our lifetimes and our careers. And I think the thing that's really driven the topic today is the passing of my father. A very difficult time, no question. He put up a brilliant battle against the Big C and stole an extra couple years, as he would say, and we're all grateful for that for sure. But as much as you think you're prepared for something that you see coming down the pipeline, I'm telling you, for me personally, and I know for my brothers and sisters, very, very difficult no matter what. And I know there's many, many people, our friends and family, extended family included, who have dealt with similar hardships. But it got me thinking about the challenges that we face over the course of our lives and maybe trying to just talk about how to prepare for this could be really important and help a lot of people out there. Whether you're a young athlete aspiring to higher levels of sport, or whether you're in the middle of a career and you get blindsided by a layoff or a company shutdown, or whether you get injured and you can't play, whether you're getting older and you start to slow down a little bit, all of these things can be dealt with accordingly. But sometimes it takes a little forethought. And like we say to all of our athletes and all of our top performers, you can't do it alone. So I started thinking, who could we go to talk about this? And I had the greatest temptation to call this very good friend many times as we're dealing with the passing of my father. But then the impact the event had on me personally, I started questioning what I've done, where I'm at, where I'm not at maybe, and maybe most importantly, what I'm going to do moving forward. As you look at the timeline and you start maybe just realizing how fragile things can really, really be at times. So I did reach out to him, and not only did he and I have a powerful conversation behind the scenes, but I thought it was a conversation that just needed to share with you guys, with everybody out there who might be dealing with transitions, hardships, and changes in your lives. So I'm very happy to introduce Crush favorite, the coach of champions, Jim Fannin. Jim, thanks so much for joining the show today.
It is my pleasure. I love being on your show. You've got a great audience, and thanks for having me back on.
Well, no, very timely. It's been a while since we've connected here, and such a great, great time of year, and I'm going to declare it right now. This may be my favorite time of year, not just because of the fall weather. It's my favorite season in terms of the weather and the seasonal transitions, but in terms of performance and sport and learning about high performance, boy, oh boy, the NBA is underway, MLB playoffs, the NHL is underway. We've got the NFL, MLS soccer, NCAA, everything's firing on all cylinders in the world of sport where I live. Such a fantastic time, Jim.
If you're a sports junkie, it's now is the time. And with fantasy sports, so many people are even getting more involved, even emotionally and maybe even financially involved. With fantasy sports, I get calls all the time by guys that are in these fantasy leagues. All right, who's going to win this? What's going on? Give me an inside scoop. So it's a crazy time to be a sports fan, but a great time.
Yeah, it sure is. I've often thought that, you know, we look hard at the athletes who are successful to try to tap in and see what they've done to become who they are. We look at the organizations and the way they go about their business. We try to glimpse inside to see what makes the great organizations tick. There's a lot to learn from sport because it's so measured and it's so viewed. And it's under the spotlight, Jim. I think there's a lot of things that cross over to business, a lot of similarities in business and life in general. And I think that's one of the reasons we're so passionate about sport.
I agree with that. I think there's one major difference, though, in sports and entertainment. There are so many similarities, I agree, but there is one difference. And the one difference is that the transitions that you have in your life, they're magnified when you're under the spotlight in entertainment or sports. So normal transitions that we go through in life, it's on the front page. It can be, and that's a divorce or a death in the family, picking up and changing teams is like picking up your business. And, you know, I'm selling widgets in Calgary, and the next thing I know, I'm doing something totally different in Vancouver. But that's a transition, a geographical transition. And then the athlete that's young transition into making a lot of money. That sounds great, and it is great, but now what do I do with all this money? They're going to find out that you better have a plan to keep it is what you better do. But that's a transition. And then the other transition, obviously, in sports, it happens in business. But again, it's magnified as, well, I'm getting a little bit slower. I'm getting a little bit older. You know, my serve's not as good. My fastball's not as doesn't have, you know, the same amount of miles per hour. And, you know, my football, I'm not as quick and I'm not as strong. So all those transitions, they're magnified. But other than that, the similarities, I think, they're true for all of us.
Yeah, we're talking with Jim Fannin, the coach of champions. You can check out his great information and check out his podcast as well, one of our favorites, Jim at jimfannin.com. Jim, the conversation of transitions is a very powerful one, especially this time of year. In sport, there's no question. That spotlight magnifies everything, and public opinion is harsh, and it can be brutally harsh if you step out of line or if you accidentally step or get that spotlight on you. For some particular reason. But you're right. There's those transitions that are in your control and those transitions that aren't out of your control. And maybe I'll just bring this up. Some of our listeners know this already, but my father passed away. And I'm not going to lie to you, Jim. I'm approaching that middle age time right now, and I never thought I would be questioning my plan, my blueprint, so to speak, that I've sort of laid out for myself as much as I am right now. I thought I would be prepared for this. Dad put up a great, great battle with cancer and some infection that he was dealing with, and he lost that in early September. A lot to be learned by his perseverance and his attitude right to the end. Just spectacular stuff. But boy, oh boy, I miss him. But I found myself, maybe this is a natural, maybe it's just sort of something that happens when something this traumatic goes down in your life, but just questioning myself and where I'm moving forward. And I've seen athletes, I've seen people in business go through the same thing. And it gets difficult when you start questioning your master plan.
Well, it does. I think losing a parent is one of the toughest transitions. I've lost both of my parents, and it's something, even if the illness was long, do you really prepare for them not being there? They've been your mentor, your guide. You love your father with all your heart. That's obvious, and vice versa, and he loved you. And it questions a lot of things. It makes you realize that life is short. We hear that all the time, but now when someone's gone that you care about, yeah, it's short. It's gone, and it doesn't come back. And that's just a harsh reality. And it also makes you vulnerable to your own life in terms of, wow, since life's short, am I on the right pathway? Could I be doing something different, better? Or and then, you know, you also reach a point where for the first time in your life, you realize I've got more past than my possible future. Although, you know, hopefully we're all going to live to 125 or 150. Or
amen.
Maybe, you know, maybe we start no sugar, you know,
yeah,
we live to 200. But there is a harsh reality if you look at just insurance actuary tables. You know, middle age, I've got more past than future. Now what? And, you know, it's one of those things where you know as an athlete, whether you're playing amateur sports, that being in the moment is the place to be. But you also need to prepare, which causes you to take a peek over the horizon and see where you want to be. And I think when you lose a family member, all of those thoughts, I think it's natural. I think the key in my advice to anyone that's lost someone so dear to them would be to celebrate their life in everything that you do. To this day, I always dress very nice. They even passed a rule on the PGA Tour. They don't call it my name, but I know the rule is because of me. If you're working with a PGA player, you're not allowed to go out there without golf clothes on. Well, I used to go out there, Jeff, in a sport coat and a suit. I didn't wear a tie, but I'd wear a sport coat and a suit, and you know, I stuck out like a sore thumb, you know. But I did that to honor my father. It wasn't to do anything else with that. And I still open the door for ladies, even though the younger ones go through the other door. I'm sitting there holding it, but I do that to honor my mother, and who's gone. So, you know, I think you just honor your parents by being your genuine, authentic, best self. There's nothing more than they would like, and start thinking of your pops in a celebratory and all the lessons that you've learned from him and characteristics you've learned. Acorns don't fall far from the tree. So turning it into a positive vision, it's not easy because grief grief's tough. I mean, but every time you start feeling sad, or every time you start really pondering what am I going to do in my life, you know, that's when you need to smile and you see your mentor smile in your mind's eye. And, you know, Pops is watching over you. And just listen to your gut, and you'll be communicated possibly just through intuition. But I do think good fortune favors the bold. And that's for anybody listening. Whatever you're looking to do, you know, maybe you've been wanting to do it for 10 years, or write that book, or write that novel, or start your own business, quit your job, and go out and develop your own company, or move to another city. These are all tough transitions, but it takes your imagination. It takes good fortune favoring the bold. So you do need to be bold, hopefully not foolish, but bold. And then you need to plan your first step, and definitely the next 90 days in your transition. And 90 days really is a big deal. And then my other advice, surround yourself with positive people, good support. In transition, that's when you don't want to hear people talking smack and talking negative and gossip and rumors. I would avoid those people. Sometimes it's your own family, unfortunately. You can't get rid of people that are family so readily. But you can definitely immunize yourself from any negativity. So you need a strong support team. I hope that a few of those tips help you make this transition, because it's one no one wants to make. But, you know, all of us make that transition. There's so many transitions in our lives, and change is an absolute. We're changing. We're evolving. And from young to old, that's a transition. I'm not as quick as I used to be, nor as fast, nor as strong. But hopefully I've compensated for that by being a little bit wiser.
So you just keep
moving, you know?
Yeah, no. I know those are words of wisdom, Jim. Yeah, it's been great to see everybody rally together. And we've seen this in change. And I guess that maybe that's a topic for today, change, dealing with change, because it's not always in your control. It really is nice when it is in your control, when you're moving forward and making change for purpose.
Well,
that's exciting.
Just think about it. We do get ambushed with, I had a friend very recent, he got served divorce papers. And he told me, he said, I never saw it coming. I go, really? You never saw it coming? No. So I'm not sure what he was thinking, but obviously he was not aware of the feelings of his significant other. But that's a shock to him. And you know, I've got a new client that came to me who believes they might lose their business. So they're hiring me to help them make their business transition. Because of their industry's changed. And they don't want to be like Sears and Roebuck, you know, the great Chicago-based retailer, in fact, the greatest retailer of the last century. You know, it just files bankruptcy. They obviously didn't make that transition. And so the Walmarts, the Amazons, took them out. And did not transition, and now they've got a lot of employees unemployed that unfortunately they're forced to make a transition into something else. So I think being prepared for change, as long as you're optimistic and make up your mind, no matter what happens to me, I will remain positive. I'll be steadfast in my belief and my trust and my ability. And I think when you lose that, that's when you'll definitely drop down to a knee, hopefully not worse. But you got to keep selling you on you and believing about you. And I'm not talking about transition, losing a parent. I'm just talking about other things that happen to us, a divorce, a child sick, you have your own illness. These are all forced transitions that nobody wants. And then there's the good ones, Jeff, that you go, I'm moving to Vancouver. So why? I just want to. I don't know why. And so I do have people that I coach. They'll throw me a curveball and say, I'm going to move to an island. I'm like, really? So tell me about that vision. But I think good fortune favors the bold there as well.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. And it's an interesting concept, planned transitions versus forced transitions. You need to be ready for all of them. And it's nice to kind of maybe have a plan in the back of your mind just in case something unplanned does happen. And also a strategy or a blueprint, as we would say, for those transitions you're planning to make as you move forward. Listen, hey, we have to cut out for a quick break, everybody. Jim, if you're okay hanging on over the break, I'd love to continue this conversation. So much more to get to when we talk about transition and change and dealing with all the hardships. And I want to talk a little sports with you as well right after this break. So stick around, everybody. More with the Coach of Champions right after this on Crush Performance.
This is Jim Fannin, America's Own Coach, and I'm excited about bringing my new podcast, The Jim Fannin Show, to RadioInfluence.com. Each week, we're going to talk about the zone and how this mindset can help you in all facets of your life. I'll give you all the tools you need to change your life and help guide you to become your genuine, authentic best self. With the only proven blueprint for attracting the zone mindset, I've helped transform millions of lives. In my 40 years of experience, I've coached CEOs and senior executives from 350 of the Fortune 500 companies in 50 different industries. I've coached professional athletes, Olympic gold medalists, Hall of Famers, all pros, all stars, entertainers, and so many more to help them gain the tools and techniques to create a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. And now it's my privilege to bring these methods to you every week, along with some of my champion good friends as special guests. If you want to get in the zone in all you do, check out the Jim Fannin Show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.
This is Crush Performance. If you have questions, comments, or smart remarks, write to us at crushperformance.com.
And welcome back to Crush Performance, everybody. Today, we are talking transition, dealing with change, hitting those curveballs out of the park, but having a plan and a blueprint, joined by our good friend, Crush favorite, Jim Fannin, the coach of champions. If you have any questions, comments, or smart remarks, do get to us. CrushPerformance.com is the website. You can follow us on Twitter, at Jeff Crush, and let us know if you have any comments about today's episode, or if you're dealing with things yourself and might need a little help, let us know. Again, if we don't have the answers, we probably know somebody who does have the answers. I almost guarantee it. So, Jim, coming off a pretty interesting conversation here in the last segment, I really like the concept of dealing with change the right way. It's a skill set you need to be prepared for, because everybody's going to have to deal with change somewhere or another, whether it's planned or whether it's a forced change, as we mentioned. And in the world of sport, we see this happening all the time. As we talked about earlier, young athletes moving up, transitioning from team to team to the next level, coaches changes, organization changes, teammate changes. It can be difficult, especially if you have to move away from home for the first time. We talk about in professional sport or college sport, a change in the coaching staff, a new system, a new mindset that athletes have to deal with. I saw it in Toronto. We had 5 or 6 managers in 7 or 8 years, and it was hard for everybody, including the coaching staff. And, you know, when we talk about those franchises, you know, just as we were talking earlier, I was thinking back to some of the franchises that have just really been dealing with things. And if we go back to an organization this last year, the Baltimore Orioles had a tremendously horrific season, and they're right now going through a massive transition. They've let go of their GM, their coaching staff, the strength coaches and support staff are now being let go, and they're in the midst of recalibrating and going through that transition. It's going to be really interesting to see what comes out on the other side. And then somebody like another franchise like the Houston Astros, for example, watching them since 2011 as they orchestrated a very strategic assault on performance, and look where it's gotten them.
Well, that was the worst franchise in baseball.
Yes.
They lost 100 games, 3 years in a row? I know two. They lost 100 games in a row.
Yep.
They were terrible.
Terrible.
And, look what they've done. It's still with a small, relatively small payroll compared to Boston and the Yankees and the Dodgers. But they made that transition. But, you know, it's typically these corporate transitions start at the top. Stress does run downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that leadership team that paints a vision and has a blueprint literally on how to manifest it. And it's very detail-oriented. And then you hire people for that particular blueprint. And it sounds like Baltimore's trying to do that. But then I go back and question, how is ownership? It sounds good, but where's the blueprint? Do you have one? Do you know exactly what you want? And do you know the job descriptions and the responsibilities and authorities of the people that you want to bring in to manifest it? I don't know that. They've talked about it. Obviously, I don't have the inside scoop on that, but hopefully the same mistakes aren't made again.
Yeah.
You pick the wrong people, you're right back where you started.
Yeah, and for all of our listeners who didn't know, you have a great book. Your latest book is called The Blueprint, A Proven Plan for Successful Living, and this is a great, Jim, just a great book that you can apply everywhere. And I know it's been very, very well received. And you keep mentioning the blueprint. So you have an organizational blueprint, and then you have the workforce out there, and everybody hopefully has their little blueprint, and they're trying to fit into maybe a bigger blueprint. It's just sort of finding your way out there. And that's sort of those transitions that we're talking about, those planned transitions, making your way through it to achieve your goals and objectives at the end of the day.
Well, you know, there's some great mentors, there's some great coaches, and the coaching industry, and then just finding a mentor, and maybe it's a parent, you know, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's your current coach. It's always good to have that support team. Wives can be great mentors to the men in sports, and vice versa. You know, husbands can be mentors to the wives that are playing pro ball. So The question is, will you listen and are you on the same page? And I think it's important, though, to have those mentors and that support system. It really is. Being ready for negative transitions, that's one thing. And then being prepared for the positive transitions. I've got young athletes right now. They're waking up making $20 million a year. and they were poor as a church mouse. I mean, they couldn't rub two nickels together, you know, 2 years earlier. They weren't sure where their next meal was going to be. And all of a sudden, they're making $20 million a year. Talk about a transition. And that's very heady stuff, very dangerous stuff, how to manage your money, and picking the right person to help you professionally manage your money. There's horror stories of athletes being hosed having the wrong advisor. A lot of athletes have gone bankrupt. These are all transitions. And I think the hardest one is the transition from being a stud superstar player, and now you're a step slower. That's a different transition. We got Carmella coming off the bench right now down in Houston, and we'll see how he handles that. This is a guy that's been a star in New York, made boatloads of dough, didn't pan out in Oklahoma. He's got to make another transition. Is he going to fit in with a team that was one hamstring injury away from maybe being world champions last year,
right?
When their point guard went down. But Carmelo's in a transition again for himself. This is the third transition he's had. He tried to make the transition to New York, did not. But he got traded. Tried to make the transition to be on a team with two superstars, did not make the transition, didn't fit. And now he's in another one. That's pretty heady stuff. Three transitions, three cities, three different systems, three different coaches, three different sets of teammates. Yeah, it'll be interesting how he does coming off the bench.
Well, he'll be one to watch for sure this year, Jim Fannin. And, you know, speaking of transitions, I don't want to go to the politics route. That's a conversation for another day. But north of the border in Canada, on October 17th, marijuana was legalized coast to coast, and there are two sides of that coin, fears and trepidation, and also the joys and the positive side. And a big push from the athlete world, you know, as there is a big, big group that's pushing for a better understanding in how cannabis can be used for pain management and recovery. But this is, you want to talk about a big transition. This has been a real, real whopper to watch, not just now that it's happened, but even the lead up. But this is a country in transition now, dealing with a very sensitive topic.
Well, and when you throw billion or 3 billion or however many billions of dollars on the table, even the skeptic raises their head, heads and scratches it and thinks, well, wow, that's a lot of money for our country. That's a lot of tax money. And if you look at the states in the U.S. that have done it, they've been very successful funding educational programs and other programs. Washington State, Colorado. I wouldn't be surprised in the next 5 years if the U.S. goes that route.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an interesting topic, and I do know that for a couple of clients that I've had that had cancer that I helped them through that, they were using medical marijuana for pain management. And in fact, that just happened to one of my clients on the West Coast. He's about 60, 63 years old. And I said it helped him tremendously. Didn't get sick, didn't get nauseous. So there's a lot to that, but, you know, it sounds like the deal's done in Canada, and it's going to be a big business, and hopefully it's regulated really well. And I really hope, I just hope the people treat it with respect, and I hope it's not abused. And I guess that's to be seen. That's what the skeptics are also thinking. Will this be abused?
Yeah, and I think, you know, just from my observation here, of course, being one of the public, a lot of the fears and questions and I guess maybe concerns come from the not knowing, the new. And again, that's all part of change and transition as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's going to, with more states, now countries, making this transition, there's going to be more studies on it. We'll know the facts. And I think when the facts are revealed, I think we'll know the truth of it on a long-term basis. But on a short-term basis, it definitely hasn't hurt the Colorados, the Washington states, Oregon, the states that have passed it here. It hasn't been a challenge. And in Holland, it's not a challenge at all. It's not a big deal, and it is a moneymaker for the government. So we'll see. That was a bold move of Canada, no question about it.
Yep. Interesting times, Jim Fannin, when we look what's happening with Amazon. And as you mentioned, some of the icons in business, Sears closing their doors, and we see the transitions in sports. I guess it's the old adage of live and learn, and we're learning at a rapid pace, maybe more rapid than ever before in history.
We are, you know, companies that used to make money with traditional advertising are now shifting to social media. That's a transition that many companies thought, well, we won't be doing that. We won't care about a conversation on Facebook. But they do care, and they are making these transitions. I've got a lot of companies I'm coaching. They're spending now 80, 90% of their budget on the social media side, not the traditional media. This is a major company. And that surprised me, but it's working. So I think transitions are good, but it is going at a faster pace, communications quicker. My only advice to anyone that is going through transition, slow down, stay out of the past in a negative way, go into the future only for planning and strategy, and just keep your awareness in the present. But you do need a plan. You do, to make a transition smooth and easy, at least as possible. And you'll get through it. And stay positive. You'll be successful if you keep that positivity, that belief, that expectancy, and that hope. And so I wish that for all your listeners. You've got a great fan base, Jeff. You really do. And I love being on your show. You got a very knowledgeable fan base also that knows sports, and it's definitely exciting to be on your show.
Jim, listen, it's always better. The show's always better when we have our good friend Jim Fannin on. Listen, thank you so much for your time today. A real important conversation, and I'm so glad we were able to get your insights here. This is going to be one on the record, no question about it. We'll be sharing this one for years to come.
Well, stay in the zone. It's the only place to be. I'll talk to you soon, Jeff.
And there you go, everybody. A fantastic conversation with the coach of champions, Jim Fannin. Again, check out his website, jimfannin.com. You can get his podcast, which is spectacular, by the way. You could check out some of his books and also get some really good insights into how he operates and how he's helped so many corporations, C-level executives, right down to the staff and employees, and also athletes and sporting organizations as well. He's one of our go-tos when it comes to mindset and thought processes and just a being in the zone, such a great place to be. And I think today's conversation was just so important. I'm glad we had Jim on and we have a chance to share this conversation with you and everybody else. And I'm going to encourage you to share this with your family and your friends, your coworkers and your teammates, because it's a conversation that can at least get you thinking about what you need to think about when change hits, because it will. And when it does, we can't be afraid of it. We have to hit it head on and just deal with it accordingly. And it's always good to have at least some kind of framework, some kind of hint of a plan for when it does hit, because it will. There's no escaping it. Change is going to happen, whether it's good or bad, as we mentioned. And for me personally, to talk to Jim behind the scenes, a major event, whether it's positive or negative, the passing of my father was difficult, of course, and a lot of our friends and family members have dealt with similar situations, but it's not easy. And it maybe sometimes events like that get you rethinking yourself sometimes. And you got to make sure that
there's always a good spin on that. But it's okay to reevaluate, I think. It's okay to sort of contemplate, you know, what you've done, where you're at. Have you done justice to your plan and the people around you? And where are you going to go next? I guess that's kind of what it's all about. And laying out those plans and having that blueprint, there's not a lot that you can accomplish if you have the right approach. So again, thanks to Jim Fanner for that. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening as well. We got some great episodes coming up as the fall closes down on us. Winter is just around the corner. Such a fantastic time in the world of sport. A lot of incredible things going on around the world. And over the next few weeks, we're going to cover a bunch of really interesting topics. We're going to talk collision sports with Dr. Mrazek. He just came back from an incredible conference in London, sponsored by the NFL. We're going to talk to John Gibbons as well. We're going to try to track down Gibby, talk about his time with the Blue Jays, the state of the game of baseball, and what the heck's he going to do with his time now. Be fun talking to Gibby. We're going to talk sleep with Sherry Ma as the NBA season kicks off. The NBA might be one of the most aware leagues in professional sport when it comes to recovery, regeneration. Sherry Ma has a lot to do with that. The Crush War on Sugar will return. We're going to talk the start of the ski season. And in the next few weeks, look forward to this one. We're going to talk with our good friend Jeff Colvin, the senior editor at large at Fortune, about his book, Humans Are Underrated. If you remember Jeff Colvin, he's been on the show a number of times. He had a great book that's one of the staples in the Crush Performance library, Talent is Overrated. His book, Humans Are Underrated, is as interesting and as insightful. We'll look forward to that conversation coming up as well. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or smart remarks, get to us on the website. It's crushperformance.com. Subscribe to our newsletter, get our podcast, and keep yourself on the cutting edge of human performance. I want to thank you again for listening today. Now go get out there and get better. We'll talk to you next time on Crush Performance.
Goodbye now. Don't forget to ride.
I'm Jerry Petuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out radioinfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, radioinfluence.com.